Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States will ask the United Nations Security Council to take up the issue of threats made against Israel by Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. President Ahmadinejad has repeatedly called for Israel to be wiped off the map. In his address to world leaders at the United Nations General Assembly on September 23rd, he said Israel is on a definite slope to collapse, and there is no way for it to get out of the cesspool created by itself and its supporters. In language similar to the Nazi propaganda that paved the way for the murder of more than 6 million Jews during World War II, Mr. Ahmadinejad also said that Zionists were manipulating the world's financial, monetary, and political centers in a deceitful, complex, and furtive manner. At a meeting of the UN Security Council on September 26th, U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice said, "I do not believe that the Iranian people as a whole hold these views, but their president has said that another member of the United Nations should be wiped from the face of the map, should be destroyed, and should not exist. That," said Ms. Rice, "is simply unacceptable." She asked the Security Council to convene again to take up the matter of one member of the United Nations calling for the destruction of another member of the United Nations in a way that simply should not be allowed. Secretary of State Rice was not alone in expressing outrage at the Iranian president's remarks. Germany's Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier said the blatant anti-Semitism of Mr. Ahmadinejad's speech this year was intolerable and demands our mutual condemnation. British Foreign Secretary David Miliband said we all must deplore the egregiously offensive comments of President Ahmadinejad. In a television interview, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice said that the way Mr. Ahmadinejad talks about Israel reminds us of the nature of the regime. The Iranian government, said Ms. Rice, poses a serious threat to the entire international community through its support for terrorism, its pursuit of nuclear weapons technology, and its destabilizing activity throughout the Middle East.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.